Before I take a little look at some of the older features in the Muse, which have been retained from the previous version, a couple of points on the new features of this release. Since I last recorded, I've added one additional feature, chart positions. It struck me that we don't have a function which just retrieves chart data and nothing else. It's all buried among lots of other information. This is now available, Muse key, then C. You type in a song artist and a title, and it returns information relating to its peak position in several countries. Those of you who are old hands at using the functions of the Muse will perhaps know that we do have such a feature in the section called the Ultimate Music Database, but that is by no means as detailed as what we have here. It's also quite difficult to find what you want because you can only enter a song title. It's quite hard with the Ultimate Music Database to narrow things down. I will show you that later in this particular audio file, but for now I'll demonstrate the new feature. So Muse key C.
Chart positions dialog. Artist then title edit.
Michael Jackson --- Thriller. I'll press enter.
Please wait.
And let's see what we've got.
Heading level 1 Michael Jackson Thriller. Heading level 2 chart data. Argentina number 1. Australia number 4. Canada number 3. Chile number 2. Europe Hot 100 number 4. Finland number 7. France number 1. Ireland number 4. Peru number 2. Portugal number 1. Spain number 1. UK Singles OCC number 10. US Billboard Hot 100 number 4. US Billboard Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Songs number 3. US Billboard Adult Contemporary number 24. US Billboard Album Rock Tracks number 42. US Cashbox number 4. South Africa number 26. Press escape to close this window.
Shall we try something a little bit more obscure? So that was a big international hit. What about if I put in there Josh Turner, Would You Go With Me?
Heading level 1 Josh Turner, Would You Go With Me? Heading level 2 chart data, US Hot Country Songs number 1, US Billboard Hot 100 number 43, Canada Country Radio and Records number 5. Press escape to close this window.
So out of the new features, which are my favourites? That's difficult to say, but I think I would go for Song Facts, Muse key then S, and also Song Origins, Muse key then Alt S. Song Facts is good if you want trivia and chart facts about a song. I often use that for radio shows where they are essentially throwaway material. Once I've read it out, it's gone. It's of no interest to us. But I love Song Origins because if I want to study details of a song, it gives me very good information. I've tweaked that since the last recording of the feature to include giving special attention to the song rendition that you've asked for. For example, I like studying song origins of the 30s and 40s. If you enter a song artist and title, such as Dick Powell, This Year's Kisses, it wasn't necessarily giving detailed information about that cover version. If I've specifically entered an artist, yes, I'm interested in the origins and various cover versions, but I want to know about that specific recording. That's the one that I like, and so I want to know more about that. So you will find that that is included now. In fact, there is an entire section devoted specifically to the item that you've asked for. One of the very first features I ever included in the Muse was access to some websites. One of them I will demonstrate next time, which is Every Hit. The other, however, is the Ultimate Music Database. Now, in terms of accessibility, this is a very cluttered site with all kinds of text on there, which isn't required if you're trying to find information quickly. So I've reworked it a lot. There are difficulties with this kind of approach, though. First, these are websites run by volunteers, and there is the potential for them to disappear overnight. Fortunately, that hasn't happened, but it could do. Second, they can be offline for a while, and that does happen quite often. This is why I'm hoping that the newer features introduced this year will be a little more robust. But out of the older features, I would say that the Ultimate Music Database is probably the best that we have. I don't think that every hit has a tremendous amount of value right now. There are two aspects to this site. You can retrieve charts for a specific week, that's probably the most useful function, or you can enter a song title, artist name, or album title and receive information about it. I've made very few changes to this from the original Muse, other than to ensure that we can query up to the year 2026, and I've adjusted some capitalization and formatting. So we're going to have a look at charts first, because that's the main theme of this particular audio file. To do that, I'm going to press the Muse key followed by Shift U.
Ultimate Music Chart Start Date Dialog. List 1, List View 1, 1 of 31.
And you've got list boxes here. Well, I'm going to choose the 15th of March, so I'm going to very quickly type 15.
15, 15 of 31.
And press Enter.
Start Month Dialog. List 1, List View. January 1 of 12.
And M.
March 3 of 12.
Enter.
Start Year Dialog. List 1, List View. 1940, 1 of 87.
Now there are a lot of entries in here because if you want to, you can go way back as far as the US charts are concerned. But I'm going to press the End key.
2026, 87 of 87.
And we go to 2026, and I'm going to press Enter.
Single or album search dialog. List 1, List View. Singles, 1 of 2.
So you can choose singles and albums. I'm going to stay with singles for now. Press Enter once more.
Select country dialog. List 1, List View. UK, 1 of 2.
Now, this is an interesting part because we have a country selection. You can choose between UK and US. There is an option in the Muse main menu where you can ignore this altogether so that you don't see this screen. So if you never query US or UK charts, whichever is your preference, you can bypass this screen altogether. And I'm going to press Enter.
Please wait.
And we should get back.
Ultimate Music Database.
Now, this has been formatted in a very, very specific way. You're getting information again in the results viewer. Let's hear a couple of entries here.
February 27th. 2026.
That is the latest chart which is recorded on the database at the moment, and as you will note, it is a little bit out of date, and that is one of the reasons why we need other tools sometimes rather than this. But generally speaking, it does a very good job.
1. Rain and Me. Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. Last week 1. Peak 1. Entered on 2025-0620 at number 86. 10 weeks on chart.
So a lot of us like very detailed information about this week's position, last week's, when it entered the chart, how many weeks it was there. And this database gives all of that. So it is formatted nicely, one entry per line, unless it's very long. But you are able to easily understand this. Let's arrow down a little bit.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lush Life. Zara Larsson. Last week 3. Peak 3. Entered on 2025-1128 at number 39. 5 weeks on chart.
So you get the idea with that one. And if we go right to the bottom of this with Control End.
Press Escape to close this window.
And up arrow.
100. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Tears for Fears, last week 100, peak 63, entered on 2026-0102 at number 80, 9 weeks on chart.
Now, of course, when it was originally released, it got much higher than that. But that's obviously a reissue, or it is streaming quite a lot at the moment, and that's why it's on the chart right now. The fact that it's being recorded here as peaking at number 63 is relative to what we're experiencing now rather than then. So that's one aspect of this. I don't need to demonstrate any other aspect of the singles or albums charts there. Let's just escape out of here, and this time I will press the Muse key followed by U.
Search Ultimate Music Database dialog. Please type what you would like to search for, such as an artist name or song title, then press Enter. Edit.
Okay, so this time I'm going to search for the song Green Door. Now, this has been recorded by multiple artists. I'm going to type Green Door in now and press Enter, and we get another screen.
Single, album, or artist search dialog. List 1, list view, singles, 1 of 3.
I'm going to select singles and press Enter.
Please wait. Ultimate Music Database lookup.
And if I arrow down, we'll get the results of that.
The Green Door, Frankie Vaughn, entered on 10/1956. Label is Philips, UK peak position 2. US did not chart.
So you're getting, again, very clear information here, but you can get many, many entries. So if there is a particular version that you're looking for, in this example, that would be Shakin' Stevens, you can press Control F. You can type Shakin', for example, and press Enter, and that should drop you down to where you want to be. But we don't have many examples here, so I can safely arrow down.
Green Door, Shakin' Stevens, entered on 7/1981. Label is Epic, UK peak position 1. US did not chart.
And when I come back next time, I will continue our exploration of some of the older features of the Muse.